Assistant head coach Landon Frank joins us here post-game. And, Coach, congratulations on the victory. And, really, I know there was definitely a lot of bright spots for you guys tonight. But a lot of it was kind of maybe some own self-inflicting wounds here. But what matters the most is you guys come out of here with more points than the other team on the scoreboard.
Yeah, it ended up 28-14, but it was a lot closer than that through the game. You know, not getting yards on the field, but at the score, they could break one loose any time. You know, they had a fumble recovery for a touchdown, and then they had a kickoff, you know, and it was – I believe it was tied up at one time, wasn't it?
Yeah, tied at 7 and then tied at 14 going in the fourth quarter. But your offense was on the field a long time tonight. And I think really, especially in that fourth quarter, you guys were definitely the ones that wore TNP down.
Yeah, we did. You know, the offense played pretty well. The blocking was pretty decent. Probably what hurt us the most was the little penalties. You know, we'd be first and 15. And we just couldn't get our first down once we got backed up a little bit. That was probably what was hurting us the most.
And what a night for Brady Wilker.
He had – I was in the other booth over there, and I was calling him Earl Campbell, and they asked him if he knew who Earl Campbell was, and he said no. So, but that's what he looked like. He looked great tonight.
I mean, you know, he's on special teams. He's your punter. He's a linebacker, been all over the field punting. And he, in the fourth quarter – I don't know, breaks probably double-digit tackles, especially on that one drive where he finishes it off with a score.
Yeah, he was absolutely, totally wrapped up and just kept his legs chugging, ran through that tackle, and then stiff-armed two more. He had a great night tonight.
But, you know, it really all starts with your defense. I think maybe you go back to Lakin and maybe 2014, 2015, the last time Scott City has not allowed a first down. And TMP was an explosive offense. Three games in, they were over 300 yards of offense, and you guys hold them in the negative department tonight. The defense all night, didn't matter who you plugged in there, they played assignment sound football from start to finish.
You know, that was probably the biggest deal is when we were on defense, we felt pretty comfortable. Kicking the ball, we wanted to kick it away from number 10 or out of bounds or something like that, but we were not worried about our defense as long as we were on the other side of the field.
And you had some different players in there, first time playing significant snaps on defense. Jaden Lewis comes to mind, and he really controlled his end there. And, you know, that's a positive sight to see as you guys have some depth, a little bit more depth now lately along that defensive line.
Yeah, our sophomore class is really talented. You know, so there's a lot of people that we can move in there. Jaden had a good night tonight. He had a few sacks. Our defensive ends in general had a good night. Linebackers had good night. Obviously, at negative 17 yards, everybody played well.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. But now it's, I mean, this has been probably one of the tougher schedules I've seen Scott City have in a long time. You of course, got the win over Cimarron. Then you played a 2-0 rate team. You trolled them Millwood, who's 2-1 coming into tonight. They're a very solid team. And then 3-0 TMP coming into tonight. And then you have two more undefeateds back-to-back, and both now count to what matters the most. It starts with Houghton at home next Friday night.
You know, it's kind of nice having a little competition. Like you said, we've got more competition to come. Huguenin looks good. We had them there in Great Bend earlier in the year, and they're solid. They've got looks like they got a good coach, and he's kind of got them rallied up, and they're going to be tough.
All right. Well, congratulations, Coach, on the victory. 3-1 on the year, and it's going to be nice. You're going to be home before 2 o'clock now. And you're going to be at home next Friday night.
Hey, it's better than 5 o'clock in the morning.
Just by a few hours, yes. We'll let you get back there, go with the team. And thanks again, Coach, for the time. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.